愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
啊，我们最近读经啊，一直到创世纪的四十四章。
Our Bible reading is up to Genesis chapter 44.
那从创世纪的三十七章啊，一直开始就是在描写约瑟。
And starting from Genesis chapter 37, it describes the story of Joseph.
啊，那在我们查考约瑟的故事之前哈，我们先来看啊两节圣经节。
And before we study the story of Joseph, let us turn to two passages.
啊，请我们来看箴言二十章二十四节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24.
啊，箴言二十章的二十四节。
Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24.Verse 24, a man's steps are of the Lord. How then can a man understand his own way?
这里说人的脚步为神所定。
And here records that a man's steps are of the Lord.
啊，这个脚步就是我们一生要走的路，要发生的事情，是神在预定。
And this means that everything that takes place in our lives and the path that we are to walk, it's decided by God.
啊，圣经说我们是演一台戏给世人跟天使观看。
And the Bible says it's as if we are in a play on a stage for the angels and man to see.
那演这一台戏啊，这个剧本是谁写的
？And for this play, who writes the script?
啊，这个地方说是神所定的。
And here it says that they are of the Lord.
哦，所以这个剧本是神写的。
So the script is written by God.
啊，所以人岂能够明白自己的路呢
？So how can man understand his own way?
啊，我们前面要发生什么事情，我们不知道。
We do not know what lies ahead of us.
我们也没有办法控制。
And we have no control over it.
因为这是神所预定的。
Because this is something that is decided by God.
好，我们再看耶利米书的第十章。
And let's turn to Jeremiah, chapter 10.
啊，耶利米书的第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
二十三节。
Verse 23. 请读。O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps.
这里说，主啊，我晓得人的道路不由自己。哦，这里说人的道路啊，不是自己能决定的。
And here Jeremiah says that a man's steps cannot be decided by himself.
哦，是神在带领，神在控制的。
And it is to be led and controlled by God.
哦，所以这样看起来哦，我们一生要努力，但是既然我没有办法决定我们的脚步，哦，就交托给神了，就不需要忧虑。
So here, even though we must still put forth effort, our steps are to be determined by God. So we know that we can entrust everything into His hands.
因为神是我们的父亲呢。
Because God is our Father.
他是爱我们的。
And He loves us.
所以他为我们预备一生的计划一定是最美好的。
And His plan for our lives is what is best for us and the most beautiful.
好，那现在我们来回来看约瑟的故事。
So now let us turn back to the story of Joseph.
好，我们现在回来看创世纪的三十七章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 37.
创世纪的三十七章。
Genesis chapter 37.
创世纪三十七章开始记载约瑟的故事。
And here this chapter records the story of Joseph.
是从十七岁的时候开始记载。
And it starts when Joseph is 17.
那在三十七章里面我们可以看到两件事情。
And there are two events in chapter 37.
第一件就是第三节。
The first takes place in verse 3.
就是他的爸爸给他一件彩衣。
And it's that his father gave him a tunic of many colors.
那第二件事情是从第五节到十一节。
And the second event takes place from verse 5 to 11.
就是神给他做一个梦。
And it's that God let him have a dream.
那这个彩衣跟这个梦如果我们看约瑟的故事就对约瑟的一生有很大的影响。
And we can see that these two things, this colored robe and the dream had a big impact on Joseph's life.
所以有时候我们常常想我的前途到底是谁在影响我
？So sometimes we decide who is influencing my future.
那我们就以约瑟的故事 来思考一下我们的未来。
And let us use the story of Joseph to ponder what lies ahead of us.
从37章的第一节到第四节。
In chapter 37, from verse 1 to 4,
记载约瑟成长的家庭。
It describes the family that Joseph grew up in.
那当然这个家庭是充满着爱。
And we can see that this family was filled with love.
但是这个爱有一点问题。
But there was a slight problem with the love.
就是第三节。
And that is recorded in verse 3. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age.
就是他的爸爸爱约瑟过于爱他的众子。
And the problem was that Joseph's father loved him more than his other children.
那有一个很明显的证据，就是约瑟有一件彩衣，那他的兄弟都没有。
And there was one very obvious piece of proof, and it was that Joseph had a tunic of many colors, but his brothers did not.
那这一件彩衣后来就变成约瑟受苦的一个开始。
And the tunic of many colors actually became the starting point of Joseph's suffering.
因为第四节说，约瑟的哥哥见他父亲爱过他们，就恨约瑟。
Because in verse 4 it says that when the brothers saw the father loved Joseph more, they began to hate Joseph.
那从十二节开始啊，有一个机会就打算把他杀掉。
And then verse 12, when the brothers had an opportunity, then they planned to kill him.
所以我们可以看到约瑟是在一个有一点问题的家庭长大。
So we can see that Joseph grew up in a family that had a problem.
那这问题是从他爸爸开始。
And the problem began with his father.
就是父亲对孩子的偏爱。
And it's that the father was biased towards his children.
那我们知道雅各的爸爸以撒。
And we know that Jacob's father, Isaac,
他有两个孩子，以扫跟雅各。
He had two children, Esau and Jacob.
那这个以撒跟利百加两个各偏爱一个。
And Isaac and his wife Rebecca, they both favored one child.
以撒因为爱吃野味所以他特别喜欢以扫。
And because Isaac, he particularly loved wild game, so he loved Esau.
那利百加因为约瑟常常留在家跟他作伴很安静，他特别喜欢约瑟。
But because Jacob often chose to stay at home and accompany his mother favored him.
所以父亲跟母亲因为对自己孩子个性的不同刚好适合他的需要两个都有偏爱。
And so because the father and mother, depending on what suited their personality, they had a bias towards their children.
后来就因为这个样子雅各必须到他的母舅拉班的家，因为他的哥哥想要杀他。
And because of this, Jacob was forced to flee to his maternal uncle Laban's house because his brother wanted to kill him.
所以他在拉班的家受苦很多。
And Jacob suffered at his uncle's house.
但是等他自己当爸爸。
But when it came his turn to be a father,
他没有从他的父母的错误当中去学习。
He did not learn from his parents' mistakes.
他重复父母的错误。
Instead, he repeated their mistakes.
所以我们要孝顺我们的父母，这是不错的。
And while it's good for us to honor our parents,
但是父母从小跟我们长大，其实我们对自己的父母要有相当的认识。
But because we grow with our parents in the same family, we must come to know them as well.
他的优点我们要把它继承下来。
We must remember their good characteristics.
他们的缺点我们要把它超越。
But their flaws we must overcome.
那这样我们自己建立的家庭才会不会重复我们父母的错误所引起的一些痛苦跟问题。
And that way, when we establish our own families, we will not repeat the same wrongs or hurts from the past.
所以约瑟的问题就是因为他的爸爸雅各给他一件彩衣。
And Joseph's problem was because his father gave him an ornate robe.
这个彩衣是爱的一个标记。
And this robe was a symbol of his love.
但是这件彩衣确实代表他的偏爱。
But in actuality, the robe also shows his partiality.
所以我们在家庭里面看到父母对子女爱有很多不同形式不是很健康的方式的爱。
And parents, they have many ways of expressing their love and not always are healthy.
一个就是偏爱对孩子的待遇不同。
And one is to treat their children differently.
另外一个就是溺爱。溺爱。溺爱是怎么讲？
Another is to spoil their children.
Yeah. 就是啊，给他太多超过啊他那个年纪所需要的。
And that is to give the child more than what he may need at that age.
哦，那这个样子就好像兰花浇水，浇太多水根也会烂掉。
And that's just like if we were to overwater a plant, the plant eventually will die.
水是好的，但是浇太多就不好。
Water is good, but when it's in abundance, then it's a bad thing.
那小孩子你太多的爱，到最后反而让小孩子的个性成长会有问题。
And likewise for children, when we show them too much love, it could affect how their personality develops.
因为他被父母溺爱。
And because they were spoiled by their children.
所以他没有办法面对现实的环境，没有办法承担苦难。
And in turn, it could be the children cannot face reality and they're unable to bear suffering.
因为父母把用他的爱把子女应该受的苦全部承担下来。
Because out of the parents' love, they had took all the suffering upon themselves.
那另外一个就是 有的父母因为太忙于社会，然后世界上他对孩子的爱不够。
And another aspect is that the parents are too busy with their lives, so they cannot show enough love to their children.
所以他就用物质上给他的一个补偿。
And so they try to make up for this by giving their children material goods.
那这个物质上的补偿就是这个小孩子所拥有的超过他的年纪一般同伴人所有的。
And the material goods that the child has could be far surpass what his peers have or what is appropriate for the child's age.
比方说他开的车子超过他那个年纪适合开的车子。
And it could be that the child is driving a car that may be beyond his years or what his peers are driving.
那这个很可能是因为父母给孩子爱不够，所以用金钱去补偿。
And it could be because the parents feel they did not show enough love to their children, so they make up for it with money.
那这些爱到最后都会让我们的小孩子会有问题。
But all this love in the end will only cause problems for our children.
但是我们看我们天父对我们的爱。
But if we see how our Heavenly Father shows us love.
有时候我们常常想为什么我是现在的我？
Sometimes we wonder, how did I become to be the me today?
我很努力，还是现在的我。
I try very hard, but I'm still in the same place I am.
那神不是万能，他不是爱我吗？
And isn't God able to do anything? Doesn't he love me?
为什么神不让我跟谁一样？
How come God won't let me be the same as this person?
因为神知道我们的能力。
Because God, he knows our ability.
当神给我们太多的爱或者恩典，有时候反而对我们不好。
And sometimes when God shows us too much grace or too much love, it can actually harm us.
所以我们现在的我，有时候在神看起来是最适合守道的我。
And sometimes the way that God sees us is what is best for us.
所以我们看这个雅各对约瑟的爱让我们在思想这个家庭的问题。
So we can study how Jacob treats his son Joseph and the love that he has shown him.
那雅各要偏爱他的兄弟，要恨他，这不是约瑟能控制的。
And for his father to show partiality to him and for his brothers to hate him, this is not something Joseph could control.
所以有时候我们在什么家庭长大，这不是我们能控制的。
Likewise, we have no control over what family we grow up in.
因此有的人就会埋怨他的家庭。
So sometimes people will complain against their family.
我今天的我就是因为我的家庭造成的。
I am the way I am today because of my family.
所以等于我的家庭要对我现在的我负责。
And so my family must take responsibility for me.
我是无辜的，我是受害的。
I am innocent and I'm actually the victim.
我的父母应该要负责任。
And my parents need to take responsibility.
但是如果我们再回头过来看约瑟的故事。
But if we were to study the story of Joseph.
我们就看到，我们回来看创世纪的37章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 37.
从三十七章第五节开始就是约瑟所看到的梦。
Starting from verse 5, it describes the dream that Joseph had.
也就是神对他一生的计划。
And this is the plan that God had for Joseph's life.
那神是主宰，神是主人。
And God is our master.
所以神写的剧本是人没有办法改变的。
So the script that God writes, man cannot change.
因此在这个梦里面，
And therefore, in the dream,
啊，我们看，从第九节开始。
Let's start from verse 9.
啊，先从第六节哈。
I'll start from verse 6.
所在田里何捆哈，我的捆站着，你们的捆围着我下拜。第七节。
Verse 7. There we were binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and stood upright, and indeed your sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf.
啊，很显然，这个就指着约瑟将来啊，啊，他在社会上的地位要高过他的兄弟。
And this obviously shows that in the future Joseph's position and status will be that over his brothers.
好，那第九节。
In verse 9.
另外一个梦。
He dreamed another dream.
啊，梦见太阳、月亮、十一个星星向他下拜。
And this time it was the sun, the moon, and 11 stars bow down to him.
太阳、月亮就代表他的父母。
And the sun and the moon represented his parents.
十一个星星就是他的兄弟。
And the 11 stars are his brothers.
就要向他下拜。
And they all bow down to him.
这个就是神啊，对他的的写剧本，他将来要变成什么样的人。
And this is the script that God had written for Joseph, and this is the man that he would become.
那我们每一个人哈，神的旨意在我们身上有普遍性的旨意，也有个别性的旨意。
And likewise for us today, God's will upon us.
Universal will.
His universal will.
就是对每个人都一样。
Is the same for everyone.
那个别上的旨意就是对每个人不太一样。Individual will.
There's also individual will.
对每个人不一样。
Which is different for every person.
所以对约瑟来讲，神个别的旨意就是他要伟大。
And so for God, for Joseph's individual will is that Joseph would become great.
那我们信主的人，不需要算命。
And so for people who believe in God do not need to go to fortune tellers.
为什么？因为信主的人每个命都是好的。
And because for those who believe in God, every person's life will be good.
好，我们现在来看箴言。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes.
箴言的第三章。
Proverbs, first chapter 3.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
从十三节一直到
Starting from verse 13 to 16. 13. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. 15. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. 16. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor.
这里说智慧的价值胜过一切。
And here it says that wisdom, the value of wisdom surpasses everything.
有时候我们常常把金钱跟幸福连在一起来想。
And oftentimes we tie money with happiness.
也以为我有钱，我一生就没有问题。
And we think that as long as we have money, then I will have no problems in life.
也有我有钱，我一生就很幸福。
Or that if I have money, then I will be very happy.
但是如果我们圣经再读深一点。
But if we were to study the Bible even further,
不一定是这样。
We would see that that's not necessarily true.
有一件事情比金钱更宝贵。
And there's one thing that is more valuable than money.
就十四节讲智慧。
And that is wisdom.
强过金金呢，比珍珠更宝贵。
And that is better than silver or gold.
那十五节，你一切所喜爱都不足与它比较。
And all the things that we desire, they cannot compare with wisdom.
不管你羡慕什么智慧的价值超过一切。
And doesn't matter what we envy, it, the value of wisdom will surpass it.
那这个智慧要给谁呢？给每一个人。
And this wisdom can be given to everyone.
我们去追求就有了。
As long as we pursue after it, we will have it.
智慧隐藏在神的话里面。
And wisdom is hidden in the word of God.
智慧就是神本身。
And wisdom is God himself.
所以圣经说，主耶稣就是我们的智慧。
So the Bible says that God is our wisdom.
那这个智慧带给我们的结果是什么？
And what is the end result that wisdom can bring us?
十六节。
Verse 16.
她的右手有长寿，左手有富贵。
The length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor.
最长寿的就是不会死的。
And that is we will not die.
那就是永生。
And that is to have eternal life.
所以她的右手就是她可以把握得住的，很有把握的，就是她可以有永生。
In the right hand, what we have assurance is eternal life.
死让人生归零、归空，变成没有意义。
And so our lives will not become meaningless.
但是智慧让我们进入永生里面。
And instead, wisdom will allow our lives to be eternal.
那左手有富贵。
And in her left hand, riches and honor.
最尊贵的是谁？
And what is most valuable?
就是神的儿子。
To be the child of God.
就是你跟我。
And that is me and you.
神是给我们圣灵做凭据。
And God has given us the Holy Spirit.
那最富的、丰富的是谁？
And what is most abundant?
也是你跟我。
And that is me and you.
因为主耶稣来世界上。
Because God came to this world.
要带给我们丰丰满满的恩典跟真理。
Because he wanted to give us in abundance grace and truth.
所以只要我们有神与我们同在。
So as long as God abides with us,
就有恩典，就有用不完的恩典跟真理。
We will have a grace that we cannot.
那我们继续去追求。
And as we continue to pursue this,
我们可以跟神的性情有份。
And we can have part with God.
能够把人生的这个罪性拿掉。
And that we can remove the sin from our lives.
是我们过一个能够表现出一个结很好果子的一个人生。
And we're able to live a life that can bear many fruit.
我们自己可以享受，我们家人可以享受。
And that the people in our lives can partake in as well as ourselves.
这个没有主耶稣是找不到的。
And without God, we cannot find this quality of life.
最后是来世的丰富。
And the last part is the source of this abundance.
财主虽然很丰富。
And even though a ruler may have many material goods,
但是他在阴间里面连一滴水都没有。
But in hell, he does not have even a drop of water.
所以那是短暂。
And so this is temporary and fleeting.
那真正的富足就是将来到天国来享受神的荣耀。
But a true rich man is someone who can enjoy heaven.
十七节。
If we turn to verse 17,
他的道是安乐的。
Her ways are ways of pleasantness.
这个智慧引导我们的路是喜乐的。
And the path that they guide us on are peaceful.
所以如果我们一生顺着这个属神的话、神的引导去生活，我们到最后我们的生活是很喜乐的，因为有神同在。
And so if we let our lives be led by God, our lives will be very peaceful and joyful indeed.
那他的路是平安的。
And so her paths are
有神同在就没有忧愁，没有害怕，这个就是平安。
And as long as we have God with us, then there will be no worries.
所以约瑟看到一个梦。
And so Joseph had a dream.
这个梦里面看到两个异象。
And in this dream he had two visions.
今天对我们来说什么？
And what does that mean to us today?
神要预定我们的生活都是蒙福的。
The life that God has determined for us it's all for our good.
充满着盼望，充满着力量。
And it is filled with hope and power.
充满着荣耀。
And it's filled with glory.
这个是神已经写好的给我们的应许。
And this is a promise that is already written by God for us.
那对约瑟来讲，他应许就是要让他伟大。
And to Joseph, God's promise to him is to become great.
好，那现在我们再来看，回来看创世纪的三十七章。
So let's turn back to Genesis chapter 37.
那现在三十七章就出现约瑟的哥哥想要改变这个事实。
And here in chapter 37, it shows that Joseph's brothers want to change the fact.
就是要改变约瑟的命运。
And it is that they want to change Joseph's life and his fate.
我们就来想，到底人有没有可能命运被别人改变？
And let us see if our lives can indeed be changed by man.
所以这个十二节开始他的哥哥看到约瑟来就打算把他杀掉。
And starting from verse 12, we can see once the brothers saw Joseph approaching, they planned to kill him.
那如果杀掉了，这两个梦就不会实现了，约瑟的命运就改变了。
And if they killed him, then these two dreams cannot come true, and Joseph's fate would have changed.
那为什么这个杀掉没有办法，到最后没有把他杀掉？
But why did they not kill Joseph in the end?
因为二十一节。
Because verse 21.
出现了一个流变。
His brother Reuben.
他要救哥哥脱离他们的手。
He did not want to kill Joseph.
就二十一节要救脱离。
And Reuben delivered him out of their hands.
所以他就建议说把他卖掉了。
And so he gave the suggestion, why don't we sell him instead?
圣经说人的心啊，是在王的心啊，在神的手中，好像沟里面的水，流来流去。
And it said that man's heart, it's like the water in a ditch, it flows.
所以流变要这样建立，神可以感动他。
And so for Reuben to give the suggestion, he could have been moved by God.
那神也可以感动他的哥哥，大家同意了，就把他卖掉。
And God could also move the brothers to agree with Reuben and sell Joseph.
但后来他的哥哥竟然成为成全神旨意的一部分。
And in the end, this brother played a part in fulfilling the will that God had for Joseph.
因为这个两个异梦都是在讲他要伟大。
Because these two dreams both describe Joseph becoming great.
那到底在哪里伟大？
But where will he become great?
到最后就是在埃及当宰相。
And that is in Egypt.
所以约瑟当宰相以后，
So after Joseph was an official in Egypt,
跟他两个哥哥相认。
And he,
他的哥哥相认。
And when he revealed himself to his brothers,
他就想起以前那一个梦。
He remembered that dream that he had.
他就发现哦，那个梦实现了。
And he realized that the dream had come true.
那后来他就说，从前你的意思是不好要卖我。
And Joseph told his brothers, in the beginning, you did not mean well to me.
但是神的意思是好的要差我来。
But God's will was good, and He wanted to send me here.
所以这个人是在完全的神的掌控之下。
And so we can see that man is actually under the control of God.
神是绝对的神。
And God is the absolute God.
神写的剧本是人没有办法改变的。
And the script that is written by God cannot be changed by man.
约瑟就是一个例子。
And Joseph is one example.
所以他的哥哥想要改变他，到最后竟然成为成全神旨意的一部分。
So even though the brothers want to change his fate, instead they played a part in fulfilling it.
所以这个告诉我们什么？
So what does this tell us?
这个告诉我们，我们的一生最重要的是要学习约瑟的榜样。
And the most important thing is that we must take after Joseph's example.
就是约瑟怎么在他所面对的环境里面，用神喜悦的方式，神所能够接纳的方式来回应，他所面对的。
And it is that no matter what situation Joseph was in, he used a way that was pleasing and acceptable by God to face his situations.
如果约瑟没有用神喜欢的方式来回应他发生在他身上的。
If Joseph did not use a manner that was pleasing to God in reaction to what was happening to him,
神的剧本会改写的。
Then God's script will change.
比方说，主耶稣祷告了一天晚上，拣选十二个门徒。
And it's just like Jesus prayed for one night before he chose the 12 disciples.
既然祷告一天晚上，一定拣选都是好的。
And because he prayed for the night, whoever he chooses will be good.
但是到最后，犹大为什么卖耶稣？
But in the end, why did Judas sell Jesus?
就是他所做的，在神看起来是不对的。
Because what he did in the eyes of God was wrong.
那在神看起来是不对，所以剧本就改写了。
And because in the eyes of God it was wrong, the script had changed.
所以到最后犹大就去吊死了。
So in the end, Judas hung himself.
那三十块银子也没有得到。
And he did not receive the silver that he sold Jesus for. And he had lost his portion.
那本来神是拣选他当十二个使徒里面的一个。
But in actuality, he was chosen to be a part of the 12 disciples.
那我们再看这个约瑟的故事里面。
So when we look at the story of Joseph,
他被卖到波提法的家。
He was sold into Potiphar's house.
那现在我们看约瑟所面到的困难是什么。
Let us see what suffering he encountered there.
这个是我们大家很熟悉的故事。
And this is a story that may be familiar to many of us.
创世纪的39章。
Genesis chapter 39.
我们看创世纪39章。
Genesis chapter 39.
在39章里面有一句话非常重要。
And there's a very important phrase in chapter 39.
我们看39章的第二节。
And that is in verse 2. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian.
所以这个最后的目标是决定了，但是要到最后当宰相那个过程里面有很多的苦难。
And so even though the end result had been determined that Joseph would be an official in Egypt, there were still many obstacles he had to encounter.
神爱他，当然是爱他。
And we know that God loved Joseph.
但是神爱他，并不等于他不需要经历苦难。
But just because God loves him does not equate to Joseph does not need to suffer.
但是在经历苦难，更能够表现他对神的敬畏跟他对神的爱。
But through these sufferings, it gives Joseph an opportunity to show God his obedience and his love.
所以虽然神要让他伟大。
So even though God planned for Joseph to be great,
但是如果在他人生的半途当中，他做了神不喜欢的，这个剧本会改变的。
But if in his life he did something that was not pleasing to God, then the script would change.
所以从第七节开始，他的祖母来引诱他。
So starting from verse 7, the wife of his master tempted him.
那为什么约瑟他怎么做决定的？
And how did Joseph make his decision?
我们看第九节。
Let's turn to verse 9. There is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
所以他最后一个原因说，我怎么能够做这个大恶得罪神呢？
And Joseph's final reason was, how can he commit this great sin?
他自己知道有神同在。
And he knew it's because God abided with him.
所以虽然卖到外邦，神同在很清楚。
So even though he was sold into a foreign land, he was still very clear God was with him.
那现在如果为着一时的快乐，他得罪了神。
And so if for a fleeting pleasure, he sinned against God.
那神就离开了。
Then God would depart from him.
神一离开，神的恩典也没有了。
And once God departs, then grace departs with God.
那约瑟很可能就一生在波提法的家里面当奴隶。
And it could be that for the rest of his life, Joseph would have stayed in Potiphar's house as a slave.
所以人的命运有没有办法被别人改变呢？
So man's fate, can it be changed by other people?
如果我们所做的一切都是神喜欢的。
If everything that we do is pleasing to God.
是，那神继续与我们同在。
And God continues to abide with us.
没有一个人能够改变我们。
Then not one person can change what God has decided.
因为神的话安定在天，直到永远。
Because God's word is stored in heaven and it will remain eternal.
神的旨意安定在天，直到永远。
And God's will is also in heaven and it remains eternal.
但是我们在生活的当中，如果开始用神不喜欢的来做了得罪神的事。
But if in our lives we start to do something that is not pleasing to God and to sin against Him.
那神离开了，我们命运就不一样了。
And then God departs from us, then our life would be very different.
所以在约瑟的故事里面，
So in Joseph's story,
我们发现神的同在是非常的重要。
We can see how important it is for God to abide with us.
那因为有神的同在，虽然他下到监牢里面，
And even though God abided with him and Joseph was sent to prison,
看起来是很悲哀。
And it looks like a very sad story.
那约瑟在监牢里面，他头脑在想什么？
And when Joseph was in prison, what was he thinking?
这个非常重要。
This was very important.
人在苦难当中，我们头脑在想什么？
That when man is suffering, what exactly are we thinking?
如果我们对人有恨，
if we have hate towards a person,
对神有埋怨，
or if we have grudges or complaints against God,
那神就不在我们里面了。
Then God no longer abides with us.
因为神是没有恨的，神是爱啊。
Because God does not have hate, but God is love.
我们看诗篇的105篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 105.
诗篇105篇。
Psalms 105.
第七节到17节到19节。
From verse 17 to 19. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons. 19. Until the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him.
这里说神的话试炼他。
And here says the word of the Lord tested him.
一直到他所说的应验。
Until the time that his word came to pass.
那这个神的话是什么？
And what is the word of God?
就是他看到那两个梦。
Is that he saw those two dreams.
就是神告诉他，你将来一定会在你兄弟之上。
And God had told him that in the end you will surpass your brothers.
他就一直想不通啊，为什么我会变成卖来当奴隶？
So Joseph could be thinking, then how did I end up as a slave?
那现在我不犯罪，我敬畏神，我怎么被下到监牢，脚镣手铐扣住？
And that I had a fear, I had done what was right to God, but I am now in prison in chains.
但是他的头脑里面一直在想神的话。
But Joseph, he continued to think of the word of God.
神给他的应许一定会实现。
That the promise God gave to him would come true in the end.
因此我们人在最极端苦难的时候，
And so that when a man is at their lowest or when they're suffering, what should we think?
要想神的应许。
We should think of God's promise to us.
神是信实的。
And that God is.
我每一个困难都有神的应许啊，来解决这个困难。
That every suffering we encounter, it can be resolved with the promise that God has given us.
软弱，圣经你可以翻开来，神应许让我们得到刚强。
For every weakness, we can see that God's promises to give us strength.
如果我们遇到问题，我们觉得很悲伤。
And if we encounter problems and are depressed.
神应许要让我们得到喜乐。
God's promise to us is to give us joy.
如果有时候我们遇到问题，不晓得怎么办。
And sometimes when we encounter problems, we do not know what to do.
翻开圣经来，神应许要给我们智慧，让我们面对我们的困难。
If we turn to the Bible, we can see God's promises to grant us wisdom.
以前我遇到一个姐妹。
And so I once knew a sister.
她大概事业上有点问题。
And she had a problem.
那一段时间她每天都去参加聚会。
And during that time, she attended service every day.
会堂聚会、家庭聚会，到处她都去。
She attended services in the chapel and at other members' houses.
那人就问她说：“那你为什么每天你要开车这么远来聚会？”
So people asked her, "Why do you drive so far every day to attend service?"
她说：“那一天我如果听到一句话，刚好是适合我需要，我就得到力量，我就得到希望。”
And she said, "If that day I happened to hear one sentence that was of help to me, then I can receive strength."
所以她在最困难的一段时间是不断用神的话来光照她啊，给她希望。给她力量。
So in her lowest point of her time of suffering, she used the word of God to strengthen her.
后来神就带领她走过她的困难。
And in the end, God led her through this problem.
所以我们在困难的环境，好像约瑟到卖到波提法的家，或者约瑟被下到监牢里面，如果我们一直往坏想，就恶性循环一直下去了。
And if we were in Joseph's shoes and we were put into prison and we did not have positive thoughts, then it would be an endless cycle.
我们就会埋怨神，哎，为什么我这么热心？神让我遇到这个，神让我遇到那个。
We would grumble against God and think, "I've done all these things for you, but how did I end up where I am today?"
我们可能会埋怨人。
And we could have complaints against man.
啊，为什么我的兄弟这样对我？
Why do my brothers do this to me?
哎，为什么波提法不问清楚就把我弄到监牢里面
？Why did not Potiphar ask clearly the situation before he sent me to prison?
但是他所注意的是神给他那两个意象。
But what Joseph focused on instead were the two dreams that God gave him.
这个意象是安定在天。
And these two dreams are set in heaven.
给他盼望。
And it gave him hope.
给他一个力量。
And it gave him strength.
只要他用神的面对神喜欢这样来面对他的环境，那个就会实现。
And as long as he used a way that was pleasing to God to face all his troubles, then that dream would come true.
所以我们做基督徒。
So as Christians today.
最难的是什么？
What is the most difficult thing?
最难的不是神。
The most difficult thing isn't God.
神爱我们，没有改变。
Because God's love for us does not change.
最难是怎么调整我们自己，让我们想的、讲的、做的完全合乎神的旨意。
Instead, what is most difficult is how to adjust our thinking and our actions in a way that is suitable and pleasing to God and His will.
如果我们做得到，
if we are able to do this,
神就与我们同在。
And then God will abide with us.
我们就看到我们的结局。
And we're able to see our end result.
是蒙福的。
Is to be blessed.
因为神的旨意原来就是要蒙福。
And because in the end, God's will for us is to be blessed.
这个旨意没有人能够改变。
And this will is something that no one can change.
除了我们自己外，没有人能够改变。
With the exception of ourselves.
唱诗。
Let us sing
hymn. 166首。
Hymn 166. Please be seated.
我们十月底要会有灵恩布道会。
At the end of April, we will have our spiritual convocation.
还有一个多月的时间。
We have about 1 month's time left.
请我们把这件事情当做我们最重要一件事情。
And let us please treat this event as the most important thing.
大家很迫切、很专心的祷告，求神带领，求神同工。
And to pray earnestly that God abide with us and guide us.
第二个，请我们多带慕道朋友。
Let us continue to bring truth seekers.
因为有机会听道，才有机会信道。
Because only with the opportunity to listen to the word will they have the opportunity to believe.
明天早上聚会前还有半个钟头的祷告会欢迎大家参加，从10:15开始。
And tomorrow morning we will have our morning prayer at 10:15, and we invite everyone to join us.
做圣工越久越感觉到一件事情。
And the longer that we do holy work, we will realize one thing.
我们人不能做什么。
And that man cannot do anything.
只有神才能做什么。
And it is only with God we are able to accomplish something.
我们有我们的本分。
And we can put forth our best effort.
但是只有神在做工，我们所做的才会有果效。
But it's only with God working with us will we have results.
所以我们做完我们的本分，我们只能够跪下来祷告，求神怜悯。
So after we have done the best we can only kneel down and pray and ask God to have mercy.
让他的国能够兴旺。
And that his And for his kingdom to continue to grow.
他的名得到荣耀。
And for his name to be glorified.
所以我们最后一起来祷告。
So now we'll kneel down and pray together.
为着教会圣工来祷告。
Let's pray for the holy work of church.
也求主赐给我们信心。
And may God also grant us faith.
相信我的命运是在神的手中。
And for us to believe that our fates are in the hands of God.
只要我一生做的都是神喜欢的。
As long as what I do in my life is pleasing to God.
平安、喜乐、丰盛的恩典一定在我的前面。
Peace, joy, and grace is in front of me.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us all pray together.